I got my horse right here. His name is Paul Revere. Can do.
Have can you do. Tried?
And the man says the horse can.
Heinz
do.
Mustard yet?
I don't eat mustard. Don't ask me about food, man. You should have learned this by now.
I know. I just don't eat food. Sorry. I know. I truly do know that. Again, I'm just something for some. I just had some tonight and it was delicious. And because it's a basic condiment, I thought maybe there was a chance that you ate it in small quantities and I didn't know. Yeah, it's delicious.
Is it a good compliment to the world's greatest ketchup?
I feel like the world's greatest ketchup needs a slightly more flavorful mustard to complement it. Because it's really hard to punch through the flavor of Heinz ketchup and get anything else on your palate other than Heinz ketchup.
Cats up? Ketchup. Cats up? Ketchup. Anywho.
Yeah.
Episode 96.
Yep. It says that, so I believe you.
Norman?
Yep.
Oh, finally caught up.
Okay, then.
Like, why did you say Norman? What does that have to do with ketchup? I don't get it.
It has nothing to do with ketchup, but...
Right. We're getting on with the show here. Uno momento. All right. You ready to go?
Sure.
Cool.
So, Craig asked if everyone was ready, and Cactus Jack said, hang on a minute, Craig. We're talking about Natalie Portman over here. He's the best kind of troll. Click. 5, 4, 3.
Finger point.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your PW3 PSA. We'd like to remind you that there are hungry people in every community, but please don't forget about the vulnerable and high-risk seniors and the disabled population. If you would like a chance to help out those hungry individuals, head over to Meals on Wheels America and find out how you can volunteer. That's MOWAA.org for more information. And now, on with the show.
Hello.
What up?
You changed the intro?
No, that's going to be it from now on. Hello. I got legs. Do you like bread? Oh, Church of England for you. Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 96th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KF72, SneakyBeat15, it's Ray, it's Ian. Hello, kids.
Hello.
Woo!
Wow. Ian's, like,
fired
conscious.
Up again.
He's stoked. Man.
Excited, I'm prepared.
Woo, doggies.
Yeah, right before the show, I had a really excellent number two. It was a good volume, good consistency. I feel fantastic.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Man, that was unexpected.
Well, I know. When you get to my age, it is really unexpected, so it was nice to have such a good one. Plus, I eat like crap, too, so.
True story. All right, so this is the week of 6/28 through 7/5. So, happy soon-to-be birthday, America.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For your Deadpool dailies, today Red Sentry, Thursday Black Punisher, Friday Black Blade, Saturday Green Patch, Sunday Red Torch, Monday Yellow Colossus, Tuesday Red Cyclops, Wednesday Yellow Hood. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! A kablam! Of the days. The last couple, so on the 22nd was Kate versus someone I've already forgotten.
Hawk guy.
Sure.
The 3-star Hawk guy. He was
tough fight.
He was lighting it up. Whew. Like I would be like, all right, turn one, I make a match 3. All right, what's your turn one? I fire off all 5 of my arrows in my quiver. I'm like, you what? Yep, and while you're stunned from the first one, I'm just gonna rip you to pieces. I'm like, you're the worst Hawk guy. But then I won.
Yeah, I think nice. I had to play it 7 or 8 times.
Yep.
And, of course, dump some ISO into her because she didn't have any hit points, you know, when I started.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, same. I had to get her. I took her up to level 188 in order to win.
Yeah, that
which
battle
was as far
very
as she
rough.
Could go. Yeah.
If you got a bad board where he could get going, you were just cooked.
Yeah, really. I did not expect it, but yeah, if you don't deny his blue, he will light you up with his quiver of arrows. Because that first one stuns you, and those two free turns that he has is more than enough to get some boomerangs flying.
Yeah, he lights up stage and waxes chumps like candles.
Similarly, to the extreme, I would say.
Yeah. The next one was the everyone's instant win. It was Hulkbuster doing this Hulkbusting thing. You make some black, you make some red, you punch him in the face, game over.
Making movies, making songs.
Fighting around the world.
Yeah.
I'm assuming everybody won that the first go.
I haven't tried it yet because it's a very likely that I will win, and it's an opportunity for me to get that third taco token on a day when I don't have the correct 2-star to do the Behemoth Burrito.
Oh, sure.
So I have, and I've had the correct 2-star these last two times.
So you can get the max points there.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
So maybe tomorrow.
And then coming up next is controversy. My source says War Machine. Our good old buddy Joe says it will be Medusa.
Hmm. I like both those options. And by that, I mean Medusa.
She is the bomb.
Yeah, I would be looking forward to Medusa. I'm not looking forward to War Machine that much.
Yeah, that's because he sucks.
Well, that and I have him at 2-2-1. So he sucks and he's not covered. That probably spells doom for me.
Right. What do I have him at? Craig?
I don't know. Let me look on Discord where UNC Samurai has posted everything I ever need to know about anything. Let's see. Let's look at this picture.
He did put nothing for you, so I'm thinking you don't have War Machine.
Ian's is all cut off.
Oh.
So I don't know what you got.
I'm okay to not have War Machine. I might not.
Mine is a 5-2-3. Ray's is a 2-2-1.
Ah. Well, then I would just presume that I'm going to lose. Here I was going to recommend him for Ray's assistant producer. Get some executive producer credits on the show. Nothing. Nothing for me whatsoever. That's okay. I don't expect to win. Either if Medusa, I will lose, and War Machine, I will probably lose. Because I only know myself to have one Medusa cover.
She's so good.
Yeah, but hey, unless she can win in single combat with 0-0-1, does not help me.
Yeah, that sounds unlikely.
And your story event lands then. We got the Hearts of Darkness is running now. 4,500 and 17,000 gets you a torch, 33.5. Actually, I think it's, three torches, to be honest with you. 33.5 is fantastic. 54,000 will get you 25 CP. Top 10 folks getting some Medusa covers, and 11 to 300 is Blade. That leads over an enemy estate. 7,500 and 35.5 are Blade covers, 64.5 is Medusa. 117 will get you 55 big CP. Top 10 is Cloak and Dagger, and 11 to 300 is Beast. We are in the dead time before the Empire, between the seasons. So it's nefarious foes right now.
Right on.
And, who cares? But anyway, 800 Purple Doom, 900 Purple Gwen, 1200 for the CP. Top 5 is Spider-Woman, and 6 to 50 is Batterman. Talking about seasons. Talking about chest hair. Talking about crazy cool medallions. The next season coming up is the Soul Gem season return.
Right.
One of my favorites. Hey, they changed some stuffs.
No.
3-star Spider-Man might suck less now.
No.
It's possible. So, web bandages has gone the way of the dodo.
Okay.
It has been replaced with when the going's tough. For 12 yellow, it does damage. It does more damage when Spider-Man's allies are down and does extra damage when one ally is down, does even more damage when two allies are down at levels 4 and 5. So, at power level 5, at max level, it's doing 7,753, and if there's a downed ally, it's doing 14,321.
Hmm.
Wow. It's 12 still a fair amount of yellow, but
yeah, that's
at least
fair amount
he can
of damage,
now
huh?
Deal something out, because I have played matches before where he's been my last surviving character, and you just can't hurt anything.
Yeah, that is true. But then again, Spider-Man is not known for his massive damage, so...
Nope, I was going to say, he is...
Well, except for when he turns on that black suit and throws a car at you.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Spider-Sense, no changes, really. The power now displays the strength of the projectiles that are created, which apparently it didn't do before. And all tied up has no changes of any kind. So really, just web bandages went away. Now there's a damage power. Eddie Venom got some changes. Symbiotic Fury, still a 13 green, now does more damage. Let's see, at level 5, at max level, it's now dealing 8,402. His black power is give and take. Venom is now able to reduce the strength of enemy projectiles down to 1. Matches made by Venom deal up to 75% more damage, but enemy red and blue, and at lower levels 1 through 3, purple, matches deal increased damage to Venom. Looks like 20% more. So up at level 5, it's reduce their tiles down to 1, deal 75% more damage, and red and blue matches deal 20% more damage. And it says to Venom. So I don't know if that only kicks in when he's in front, or if that means to your team.
I'm hoping A.
I have no input. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't imagine why his vulnerabilities would cause the rest of your team to take extra damage.
Yep. Lethal Protector, 9 yellow, deals damage plus additional damage for each enemy projectile. But it now has a passive component that creates enemy projectiles when enough damage is dealt to an enemy. So, deals 35-28 damage at base plus 10-62 for each enemy projectile, max of 6. But however, whenever an enemy is damaged for 4-51 or more, create a strength 54 yellow enemy projectile. Up at level 5 and max level, it's 7,032 damage plus 21-20. And if you do more than 900 to the enemy, they get strength 108 projectiles. So it's interesting. Little bit waggy. A little bit different.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Workshop says that it is only to Venom. Those matches only damage Venom.
All right. So you need, I guess if you keep him not in the front, you don't got to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't use him too much.
Yeah, I don't know because he is not very good.
But I imagine I will soon.
I'm going to give him a go, see how I like it. So yeah, that's the Soul Gem changes coming your way. I'm liking the Spider-Man change because I never used him for his healing. So we'll see how this plays out.
No. I mean, he was a decent utility character, but yeah, I never used him looking for that temp hit point.
Right. Something else which I'm sure everyone has noticed by now is Heroes for Hire got changed on Monday?
I think it was Monday. Tell me more.
Instead of you now seeing, you know, the next X many weeks worth of things.
Yes.
Now the Heroes for Hire is now tied to the Crash of the Titans. So the it is, and so instead of changing every day, it's changing once every 5 days, and it's whoever is the Crash person is the hero you can buy.
Oh, it's no longer tied to Behemoth Burrito.
So now, yeah, so now it's going to be, you know, if you ever need that one, not that one cover will help you a whole lot in a Crash, you know, if you have none. But
right.
If this helps you fill that person out more,
right.
That will be your choice. And it will only then show you the next one,
which, okay.
According from the screenshot, is Medusa.
Right.
So apparently maybe Joe is correct.
Yeah, he's an insider.
He's a smart guy, that guy.
Yeah.
If you had the 3-star bundle, you now just get the 4-star bundle. Did we talk about this last week? Boy, this really sounds familiar.
I don't even know what you're saying at this point.
All right.
You've moved from giving me information to gibberish.
All right.
What's 3-star bundle and 4-star bundle?
If you were lower level, you didn't get... Your Heroes for Hire gave you 3-star things instead of 4-star things.
What? It did?
Yes. You didn't notice it because you're higher level than that.
Yeah, why would... I didn't even know that was information that we had discussed. No, yeah. I thought Heroes for Hire was buying 4-stars.
Yeah, it was definitely... There were 3-stars for the lower end. I don't know what the...
It wasn't very
high.
I don't remember what it was, but...
Yeah. I don't know if that still exists. I didn't think it did, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would not know.
All right,
although
people,
next time my game logs me in as a shield clearance level 3, I'm going to check out Heroes for Hire.
There you go.
See what it's offering me.
All right, now people are giving me crap about the fact that Taylor Swift might be Dazzler in the next X-Men movie.
I don't see how that's giving you crap.
I don't see how that's
I think she'd
anything
be fine.
But awesome.
I don't know. They're laughing about it. I don't know. I'm down with it. I'd give her a go.
Yeah.
In more than one way, I'd give her a go.
She's got a blank space, baby. She'll write your name.
Yeah, I'm down with that. She can write a song about me.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. I don't know what her acting skills are outside of, what was that terrible movie that she was in that I watched?
She was in a movie?
Yep.
I didn't know she was in a movie.
It was terrible. The Giver.
Oh.
She was in The Giver. And again, it was such a bad movie. I can't tell you if her acting suffered from bad writing or she was just neutral. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would totally support casting Taylor Swift as Dazzler.
Well,
in
apparently,
an upcoming...
the rumors are that there is strong evidence to point that she will appear in the Dark Phoenix saga.
Oh, Sony's cranking out some Dark Phoenix?
I thought it was way beyond opinion. Like, I thought that was confirmed. I thought there were multiple sources.
Yeah, I don't trust anything in movie rumors until I actually see it on a screen.
So they're making some Dark Phoenix movies?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Did you watch Apocalypse?
Nope.
The end of Apocalypse is just, it's like, hey, Phoenix.
Oh. So. Nope, I could have, but of all the choices, I chose the worst possible choice for the last movie that I watched, and I'm still regretting it.
But what did you pick?
I picked the newest Jason Bourne movie.
Hmm. Not seen it.
You indeed have seen it. Have you ever seen a Jason Bourne movie?
I have not.
Oh, well, then you have not seen it. But let me sum it up for you if you're interested.
So I should just watch the first one and be happy
with
that?
And that's everyone since then. They have made no changes, except for that one where they threw in Jeremy Renner instead of
Matt Damon.
Good Will Hunting. Yeah, that guy. That was it. This one was just like them. He shows up on the scene. He's got some action-y fight sequences. He beats up the CIA. He learns a little bit more about his past. I mean, it is such a... Just a real straightforward formula. I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know why I didn't watch X-Men Apocalypse instead. But soon, now that I know that there's Phoenix being teased for upcoming movies.
Did anybody see the John Wick 2 yet?
Yeah.
I have not.
Oh, my goodness.
So good?
Oh, it was unbelievably good.
Oh, man, I want to see that.
It was the second best movie I've ever seen.
That's very strong.
Yeah.
Considering
John Wick being the first.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's so good, Craig.
I enjoy John Wick a whole lot.
Right. What are your expectations for two?
If it's just more beat down from one, I'm down.
It is double the beat down.
Totally.
Double the plot, double the beat. It's so good. Double the Continental.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a wonderful movie.
Oh man, I want to see this real bad now. Oh, speaking of craziness, though. Ian,
yes.
I picked up a comic today. You're not going to believe what it is.
I won't because you pick up some odd stuff.
This one's super odd. Hold on. I gotta walk over and pick it up. One second.
All right. How strange. Like, should I even guess or is it unguessable?
A little bit of both.
What is going on?
I don't know. Chaos has erupted. Can you give me a hint without giving it away?
Oh.
I can't. I bought a comic today is not helpful.
Okay. It is based on a board game that was turned into a movie.
Oh. Clue?
Clue number one came out.
Nice.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, this has to be horrible. I need to read issue number one.
Right?
So I picked that up today.
Was
to go,
it horrible?
To go with my I Am Baby Groot number two and... You know, Power of the Dark Crystal, and the old infamous Iron Man number 9, which is actually what I'm super excited about for this week.
You should be, but so you haven't made time to read Clue?
I have not had time. I just got home and played Nursemaid and then made dinner. And
right on. Well, let me know for next week.
Oh, yeah, I will. Okay, good stuff. Where are we at? I've all lost all... Spider-Man, Homecoming.
Yes.
So, hey, kids, there's a new Spider-Man movie. I know no one's ever heard of this, but there's a new Spider-Man movie coming out. In which case, Marvel said, hey... Everyone who makes Marvel games, put some Spider-Man in your games. So, our friends over at Demiurge have complied. So there's going to be some stuff. The Sinister Six. We'll have some boss missions. The Sinister Six.
That's what I heard. Yeah. And I was
That's
like,
I think I said.
Domo! Domo!
Domo regato, Mr. Roboto. So there's going to be two boss missions featuring three members of the Sinister Six, each coming with its own set of supporting character missions.
That sounds awesome.
These will run on... They are Alliance missions, so...
Sounds awesome.
These will run on July 6th and then a second time on July 24th. And then, hey, guess what's coming with that?
Mysterio, I guess.
Spider-Man number 17. There will be a new Spider-Man to recruit...
Oh, the comic. I was like, what? No?
No, Spider-Man appearing in Marvel Puzzle Quest. It's got to be 16 of them by now, right?
No, there's a... One of each. This will be the should be the 4-star tier. There's a 1. There's a 2. There's a 3. There's a 5. There should be a 4.
I bet it's going to be a 5 because it's a new movie.
No, I say nay.
Ian has spoken.
You think so? You're saying Vulture is going to be the 5 because we're totally getting the Vulture.
We just got a 5 Doc Ock. He's the 5.
Yeah, I think you're getting both. Anyway, Spidey Yule should be showing up on July 6th, but I have no nothing. And then Vulture is coming in on the 13th.
So your clue for your next two characters are, hey, Spider-Man and Vulture.
Yeah. When they come right out and tell you exactly what day you're getting which character, yeah, the clues are pretty easy. That's the news.
Talking about news.
Oh, there's other news. the most important news. I think it's the news.
Tell me more.
Continue on with the mailbag, because I might be wrong, and I don't want to be wrong before I start talking. So let me look something up, because I thought today or 2 days ago there was some glorious news.
Well, Cactus Jack has a good point.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Vulture's getting a tournament. 5 stars don't get tournaments.
Yeah.
So it's a 5-star Spider-Man and a 4-star Vulture. Nay.
That doesn't mean Spider-Man's 5-star.
The Vulture one is going to be called Junkyard Wars. Didn't that used to be a TV show where you could, like, build cars or something?
I don't know if that's exactly the name, but yes, it was very similar to that.
Yeah.
So I'm not having any luck finding my potential exciting news, but am I wrong in believing that Gwenpool is out of the rotation and I can start opening tokens again?
That's a good question.
Oh, I haven't actually looked to see what's in the tokens nowadays.
Gwenpool is still in the tournament. I don't know if that has taken effect yet, though. It might be at the start of the season, right?
It might be. I don't know. I thought she was the next to go, and I thought it was very soon.
Scrap Heap Challenge, apparently, Craig.
What? For who? Vulture?
No. The show that Craig was talking about. It was called Scrap Heap Challenge.
No, there's something called Junkyard Wars.
Oh, yeah, the Scrubby chimes in and said in the U.S. it was known as Junkyard Wars.
Yeah.
In okay. England, it was in the U.K. it was Scrap Heap Challenge.
It was called Rubbish Bin Ruckus.
That's kind of like a ballroom blitz.
It's nothing like that. But...
All right, Lumpkin, what you got?
Oh, my. Are we there already? let me open the mailbag. First thing I have is from Jordan from Jersey.
Do you ever notice that people say, you know, first things first? Well, of course it's first things first.
Yeah, I stopped using that phrase. I thought
it was
silly.
Like saying, you know, I found that in the last place I looked. Of course you found it in the last place you looked. Who keeps
if you
looking
continued
after you
looking.
Find it? Stupid English.
That doesn't bother me nearly as much as the misuse of the word literally. But
yeah, that's a bummer.
I literally shot myself in the foot. No, no, you didn't. I would like you to, because you suck. But...
Hey, Jordan from Zergy says that Adam Kovic, if you remember, he's the guy that had the video that gave us
free Doc Ox.
Apparently, he is from a Funhouse, spelled H-A-U-S.
Funhouse?
Stay away from the clock.
Hey, stay away from the clock. Ooh, I'm tired.
So apparently that is an LA-based Rooster Teeth spinoff. I don't even know what that is.
What's
so
a Rooster Teeth?
I don't know.
Roosters don't have teeth. I don't understand.
Is they related to donkey teeth?
But it's guys who formerly worked for Inside Gaming. I don't know what that is either. Yeah. So this is why I don't know who this guy is.
It's a spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff of some company you've never heard of.
There are so many layers. Our ignorance is so deep, it's fantastic.
Man, I'm glad I'm old and I don't have to understand the interwebs.
Apparently they do comedy and gaming videos, and Jordan says it's good stuff, so
we do that.
we do not do videos.
We could.
We could, yeah. that's true. We could also do performance art, but we don't.
What's a Hooli? UNC Sammer says, well, they all work for Hooli at some point. I don't know what a Hooli is either.
Isn't that the Silicon Valley company? The show?
I don't know.
I have not watched that show.
You're the only one that watches that.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's really funny. I encourage everyone to watch that show.
Hey, on better news, Preacher started back up again and it was gold.
Oh, it started?
Yeah.
I wonder if I have it recorded.
You are 2 episodes behind if you did not watch
it. I don't have it recorded. Man.
Yeah,
they blew it.
They did back-to-back nights, episode 1 and episode 2.
Oh, maybe I do have it recorded. I haven't been looking. I've had stuff to do.
Good stuff.
Hey, I wanted to mention this. Cactus Jack, he said, Ian, muse, you have inspired me. And he posted an image, I know you saw. The Matagar Folagon.
Yeah, that was a good day.
That was amazing.
That went.
The only thing
way
that made me
deep.
Sad is that on the Reddit post, it got way more comments than our actual show did. I was like, oh, I'm so sad. We are terrible.
Or it was that good. Matt Foley in this game as Black Bolt, that is some good Photoshopping right there.
Man, goodness, he is definitely a Photoshop wizard. But yeah, I was impressed by that whole thing. By the end of the thread in Reddit, he had He had his own powers. He was totally specced out.
So another comment, which apparently I should have read before our Dazzler talk. There was a from EWEntertainmentWeekly.com. There is a article about Dazzler appearing in the next X-Men film. And so there's some information on there. And the comment was from Alpha Team. So if you want to check it out, take a look at the Reddit. I'll probably post it in our on our webpage. So you can just see. Dazzler, Dark Phoenix. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Dazzler.
Yeah. I mean, she's everywhere now. She made it to the drop-down menu of the character poll.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the poll.
I haven't yet.
Well, it should have been in news.
That was a character poll. I totally forgot.
This guy, the character poll has a drop-down menu now. You don't even have to type in anything.
That's true. Good point. And if you didn't vote for Dazzler, then you are... insert phrase from Deadpool or from Deadwood here.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you jerks vote for Dazzler? Why I hate you all.
We know it's not going to be a mutant and we didn't want to throw away a vote. Mm-hmm. It's the same reason I didn't vote for Magic. I want it to be Magic more than anybody else, but a close second, definitely Hercules.
I like Hercules.
Yeah.
So do I.
And then it got to the, what variant you want, and I don't ever want any more variants. So
yes,
you
do.
No, I don't. So I picked
you
Howard the Duck.
You always want a better Juggernaut.
Nope, I picked Howard the Duck just so because I know it won't happen.
Nope. A better Juggernaut is always
they're never
going to
give me
question.
A better Juggernaut.
Well, they're never going to give you Dazzler. It doesn't stop you from voting.
No, she makes this movie. She could totally show up. I only got to wait like 3 more years for this movie to hit.
So, next, I have from Dewing, Illinois. He says, nobody expects net neutrality PSA. Ian's chief weapon is surprise. He also said that the Berenstain Bear thing has now shown up in multiple podcasts in the last week. Just weird.
Yeah. All right, here, I got to give you an update. UNC Samurai said that they were talking to Anthony today at 2:46 p.m., and they asked him how many people voted for Dazzler. And 284. So I don't know how many people filled out that vote, but that's got to be the majority. So
no.
Dazzler coming in hot and heavy.
No way. It can't be the majority. There's got to be more people than that that fill out that thing and know that Dazzler was such a... And I was mistaken because you're right. They're not going to fix... You know, they're not going to give us another flavor of Juggernaut. So that means Dr. Doom is the correct choice.
Ooh. I did ask for that a while back.
Yeah, a 5-star Doom as the infamous Iron Man.
That I'd totally be down for, because that comic is rocking the world. It is so freaking good, this comic.
I know!
Holy smokes, is it good.
I'm moving on.
Cool.
Fancy Free.
FAHQ 1977 said about Black Bolt from our last week's featured character. Black Bolt is solid, easily top 5 among the big dogs. The 5,000 to 6,000 passive damage a turn really adds up. Yeah. His yellow is fairly useless, but basically what we said. His green is devastating, though, if we have 5 colors in each. But he's apparently, he calls him a true trick pony. And since the metagame is moving to special strike and countdown tiles, him clearing the board can't hurt anything. So, yeah, there you go. Black Bolt.
Yeah.
He said we called it correctly.
Yeah, he's super strong.
Woo!
And he said that while there are so many good teams for combined arms, his favorite team was Danvers with 3-star Doc N and 2-star Torch. You do 2 green matches and just watch the strike tiles climb into the 10,000s. I imagine that would work if you had any green covers for Carol Danvers. I don't, so.
Someday.
Yeah.
No A-Force Carol for you.
No. However, I got to mention this. Combined Arms, I finished in the top 10 of my slice of Combined Arms.
Wow.
Yeah, with 328 points.
Oh, very small slice, very small.
I started at just the right time, made it to the 300 to get my vintage token, and came in 10th and got 3 Doctor Doom covers. So.
Wow, that's a fun surprise, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't even see that my ranking was that high. I was just trying to get 300 points, but in any case. Chloe said, amusingly, she listens now less for information on how to play the characters, since she's, you know, past the 2-3 transition and in the 4-star transition. And she listens more for progress reports on how learning Mandarin and how to participate in Pai Gao discussion is going.
Now you're talking.
So we haven't given an update. Have you the Mandarin working out any?
I haven't been practicing because I've really just not had the time.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's the other stuff going on around the house, and learning Mandarin's been low on the totem pole of things. Although for people who enjoy the Duolingo app, they've just added Japanese.
I hear that's easy.
Carburetor.
Hey, Jeff Cascadian said, another good PSA on an important topic. Thank you. And he also had to comment, he made a comment, the whine when a four stars opened was funny the first time, but it became annoying quickly.
Suck it.
And Jaden Call says, I agree, Bad Ray, look what you did. And it turns out that wasn't me.
No.
That was definitely Craig.
I don't know what you're talking Craig. About.
The rest of us are grateful for a four star.
just to you know, even it out a little bit. The four star is the lowest thing you can get from one of those tokens.
Yeah.
Right.
And constantly Ray gets purple things. I don't get purple things.
I would argue that you have more purple things than Ray.
I don't think that's true.
I would argue that you probably have more purple things than Ray and I combined.
I still don't think that's true.
We'll have to count them up, see if my claim is accurate.
Okay,
I don't know.
Not right now.
All right.
Perhaps some other time when we're not doing a show.
So Jaden Call also said, so who's super pumped about the poll and the Dazzler option? he asked, do you think they're serious or are they just toying with Craig's emotions?
Yes, column B. To even more infuriate me, Anthony made some comment to me saying, did I ever tell you the story about how I almost got Dazzler into the game once? And I'm like, don't tease me, man. And then he never replied back to me again. So I don't even know the story. Like, I don't know what the story is. I still think this goes back to when they did that show at the New York Comic Con? Where they said they were getting a lot of Dazzler buzz. And then I was, when I got really excited, they said, no, we're just joking, man. We're not actually serious about that. And I got all sad.
Finally, he also said, Jaden Call said that he thinks that they owe us enough for now nearly 2 years of awesome commentary and song parodies that a one-star Dazzler seems like something they could manage.
Oh, no way.
Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Yeah, that's mean.
Anyway, that is all that I have from the mailbag.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks, Willie.
Yeah.
Lumpy.
Lumpy Lumpkin. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Ian.
Do you know what time it is?
Time to bust a rhyme?
It is indeed time to bust a rhyme. Kick it.
Of the week?
No, it is time for the featured character of the week.
Week.
We almost had it. Craig got punchy.
Tell me more. Did you get very far?
Yes. This week, we will be learning a little more about the original Crazy Train Osborne. None other than Norman himself,
Norman?
The Green Goblin. I don't know. I was in looking to find some background on him. Again, I don't think people need it. But I was not sure. I've heard conflicting reports whether him turning into the Goblin was purposeful or a lab accident. Either way, he's the Goblin. Probably less these days. He was the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hammer for a while, I think. He's always up to something nefarious. He's a super genius industrialist with super strength and a nice glider. Let me tell you about that glider. It's his first ability. It costs 8 black, 8 P. He deals 3,211 damage. The power is disabled and creates a 3-turn black countdown tile, which re-enables the power when it goes off. Damage goes up. Damage goes up and countdown tile becomes a 2-er. Damage goes up, finally dealing 22,509 damage and creating a 2-turn black countdown tile. This guy comes with notes. If the Goblin Glider countdown tile is destroyed, Goblin Glider is unusable for the remainder of the match.
Yeah, that is like the only power that has that kind of fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has that. Yeah. So let me tell you about. Okay. I'll tell you about another power. I'll hit you with the notes first so you can be plugged in. But this is Trick or Treat. It's purple ability, and it costs 10 purple AP. This is a variable power ability. Let me tell you what some of the powers are based on the color that you choose. Yellow makes a protectile. Red does direct damage, as red always has. Blue's doing stun. Purple's drained an AP, green's blowing up tiles, and black is making a strike tile. Bear that in mind while I tell you all about this. He creates three turn countdown tiles of a chosen color.
Kyle's?
Kyle! The chosen tile color will be determined, will determine the countdown tile's effect. And I told you the possible effects. So let me tell you as the level goes up. At level 2, yellow, red, and black pumpkin bombs get better. At level 3, all the bombs get better. At level 4, they become 2-turn countdown tiles. And at level 5, they remain 2-turn countdown tiles, and all the bombs get better. So, let me try to give you, see if I'm reading this appropriately. So, at level 5, the yellow will create a protect tile strength, 1,439. It will do 9,974 damage if it's red. If it's blue, it does 2 turns of random stun. If it's purple, it drains 3 AP from 3 random colors. If it's green, 4 random tiles are destroyed. And if it's black, it does 1,439 strength strike tile. Okay. That sounds like it's a lot of fun. Although green counted kind of like the bung. We'll revisit that in a moment after I tell you about Goblin King.
David Bowie?
Indeed. He's got the power.
Don't go that way. Never go that way. That leads straight to the castle.
Well, for only 9 yellow AP, you can reduce up to 2 random friendly countdown tiles by 1 turn. It has a passive effect of, at the start of your turn, fortify 2 random friendly countdown tiles. Fortified tiles must be matched twice to be removed. So, let's talk about this. As the levels increase, then you can reduce 3 random friendlies by 1 turn and fortify 2. Then you reduce 3 random friendlies by 1 turn and fortify 3. Then you reduce 4 random friendlies by 1 turn and fortify 3. And then you reduce all friendly countdown tiles by 1 turn and fortify 3.
I find it amusing that in the game, if you look at Goblin King, it says reduce up to 64 random friendly countdown tiles by 1 turn. It doesn't say all. It says up to 64.
That's pretty good. So, before I put any value on this, am I wrong to think that green's the wrong option?
I don't think you're wrong at all.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like that's very useful, but
they all do something pretty good, and green destroys 4 random tiles. Like, that's an insignificant amount of board shake. There's no way to direct the tiles that are being destroyed. That's a sad trombone if I've ever heard one. Everything else is pretty good, though. I mean, let me give a quick look-see and see if there's any way that this can't be another 5-5-3. Not to suggest that yellow is useless again, but once you're reducing 3 random friendly countdown tiles and fortifying 3, that's plenty.
Donkey Thief says, well done on the power descriptions, Ian. That was very disappointing.
Yeah! You are welcome.
Yeah, 5-5-3 sounds like a winner to me. Let me check the UNC Samurai chart of what I should believe, because he already sent that info over as well. Oh my god, there's so many posts.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 24. 24 out of the, what did I say, 32 people?
Yeah, everybody says 5-5-3.
5-5-3.
Right on. That makes the most sense.
Well done, Ian.
Woo! So there you go. Everybody's favorite Osborne.
Norman?
I was going to say Kelly, but Norman Osborne, the Green Goblin. Featured character of the week.
So did you see, I don't know if you saw this, on Reddit there was a video of a guy who took a high-powered drone, and he put a I think it was like a gyroscopic kind of platform on it, and he could stand on it and control the drone and fly around.
Oh, that
on
seems
the
very
drone.
Safe.
Yeah, it seems extremely safe. So there's this image, there's a GIF of him flying around on this drone, and like one of the first comments was, "Are you trying to get green goblins? Because this is how you get green goblins."
That's funny.
That's true. Yeah, it was not what I'd hoped, but it was just as satisfying. I thought you were going to tell me the Cactus Jack had photoshopped a bunch of pumpkin bombs into the GIF. And I was going to be like, of course he did.
All right. Anybody got anything exciting on their Vine?
I don't know. Let me look. I have got stuff on my Vine according to this. Let's see what it is. I got that four-star Gamora still hanging out. And I got my very first Green Goblin cover. Mm. Yeah. But I have enough to roster either four-star Gamora or Green Goblin.
I've got a green Eddie Venom dying, and I got two A-Force Carols that are dying.
Oh, you also don't have any green?
No, I have her 3-5-2. All I get is yellow.
Oh, okay.
So I got two more, two yellow that are dying. And I also got a black Max Bun dying. Oh. So
I presume I should probably recruit that Green Goblin and then try to hustle for some hero points or make room for Gamora a different way.
He sounds good.
Or the other way around.
Is that your, it's that's the your, purple that's your green. First Green Goblin?
It is my first Green Goblin and my first Gamora.
Because I've only got one level of purple Green Goblin. That's all the Green Goblin I got.
That's how much I will have. Mm. I want to be just like Craig. I'm going to go do that right now.
Be like Ike.
So my Vine has 42 covers on it. Only a couple are not two stars. I've got a whole lot of two-star stuff going on. I'm trying to... And, well, I'll tell you what my problem is. So my problem is I have reward coming up that is a Mr. Fantastic in the current progression rewards, which means I need to champion him in order to use that. Mm-hmm. And I have 90,000 ISO. So I'm building up my two-star covers so that I can sell off some, get some ISO that I need so that I can take care of that Mr. Fantastic. In the meantime, the only thing that I really have that is of any...
Mr. Lover-Lover.
that is of any note in my Vine is that blue Iron Fist that I had last week that I have no chance of ever using. So it's just going to be sold. But there you go.
Sad times.
Yeah.
Did anybody get anything exciting this week? I got nothing that I recall being exciting.
I got that sweet purple Green Goblin that I just rostered.
Yeah.
I got a red Devil Dino. That was nice.
Soon to be two more?
Yes.
Yeah.
What day are you on, Ian?
Exactly that day.
Oh, well, that many.
I am on day, as Craig Bowser would say, I'm on day 1094.
I'm on day 1055 nothing.
Okay. Yes, I'm on day 1094. I got, once you're, day, it's just nonstop stuff. I don't know what day 1,100 is going to look like yet, but probably more stuff because I got that old man Logan coming. I got those green and purple Devil Dinos coming.
It slows down again after that.
Okay, good. I can't handle much more excitement like that. I was starting to get really, really anxious. Plus, I'm actually not going to have any of those Devil Dinos dying, which makes me extra, satisfied.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you got a champ dino?
No, but I have him currently at 343, so I will have him at 444 at the end of this.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Optimal.
Yep.
Yeah, I had to sell the red that I got.
Yeah, we saw that coming. You actually were very clear that that was going to happen.
My dino's a 333, so once I get to there, that'll be nice.
Yeah. Yep, then you will also be in the 444 column.
I don't know how I got six red, but I did. So my reward of the week, I'll have to say, I really dislike saying this, but I got another Agent Venom, which then forced me, since I had multiple of those, I have him champ now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is it?
It's coolish. it's another champion four star.
It's like Coolio.
I'm sure he's good when he's, what he calls it, powered up?
Boosted.
Boosted. Yeah, that's a word I was looking for.
But in any case, I don't have to worry about him anymore, so that's good. Now I just got to worry about Fantastic.
Yeah, in a much lower tier version of what you were just discussing, I have a today's Sentry cover dying on the Vine. I'm thinking I might have to champion Sentry.
Yeah.
And
got to champ them all.
Yeah, they're whittling me down slowly. After that, there will only be three failures and three successes yet to be championed.
Do you remember who Sentry gets you as a reward?
It's good. We looked it up previously.
Yeah. It's Moon Knight, I think.
It is Moon Knight. So, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Championing a three-star isn't a super expensive endeavor.
True that.
Yeah, it's not like a four. Fours are...
No. Yeah, it sounds pricey.
Yeah, I finally got my Star-Lord championed.
Nice.
So I got all the three stars finally championed.
I think once Gwenpool officially moves out of the rotation, I think I'm going to go on a
buying spree.
CP spending spree. Try to champ myself a third four-star here.
Yeah, save it for the show, man. We could just have you nonstop cracking out tiles.
Yeah, I suppose. That'll get us banned, but...
All right. Speaking of which, let's open something.
Yeah.
Brought to you,
nice.
As always, by this guy.
This guy, this guy, this guy.
Let's open something. I'm going to open something.
How many you got?
I am down to 15.
Oh, you opened some.
I did, because I was sad and bored the other day, so I opened a bunch.
Okay. Yeah, I still need all my ISO for Fantastic, so I'm still not opening it. I'm up to 26.
I got a Forgotten 4-star Tools of the Trade.
Oh, nice.
He is nice.
What does that get him? That is a fifth one of those. Oh, that puts him at 553.
All right.
Worth it.
You've done it. But you don't have any ISO, so.
I do not. I have 72,000, which isn't enough to really do.
Right.
A whole lot of nothing with. So that was okay.
I have started using him all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's really strong.
Bloodlust is pretty sweet.
Yeah. My latest legends have recently doubled from one all the way up to two. So I am going to give Dr. Otto Octavius a classic eye poking. See what that yields me. And it is none other than Pocket Dimension Cloak and Dagger.
That sounds like a usable.
Oh, 100% usable. I'm excited for it.
Nice.
I sounded underwhelmed, but I wasn't. I was secretly excited. I have very few Cloak and Dagger covers, but I would like to have the correct amount of Cloak or Dagger covers.
Nice. So I just noticed that Doc Ock here has his fist up, so I'm going to give him a fist bump.
Howie Mandel style?
4-star. It is, a one more on the pile of Mordo. Staff of the Living Tribunal.
Big old pile of Mordo over there.
He is, what does that take him to? That'll bring him up. I lost him. I can't find him.
I assume you have him at a 5.52 or a 5.51.
No, I have him champed.
Oh, good.
He's at a 5.53. Right. And that'll take him up to 276.
That's a lot of Mordo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I told you. Throw another one on the pile. I like Mordo, though. I don't mind that at all.
Man, if only he was a Baron, though, then he'd really have something going for him.
Yeah, he had
this
to give
poor,
that up.
Poor, impoverished, peasant Mordo, he just doesn't cut it. Baron Mordo, that guy's something you got to watch out for.
Maybe he will take his barony by force with those boots and that stick.
I hope so. Maybe he can leap all the way to the top of somewhere and whap some Baron on the face with his stick and claim it. Good times. All right, that was the tokens brought to you, as always, by this guy.
Thanks, this guy.
Yeah. Ian, talk about the podcast network.
Oh, the podcast network. Welcome to the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, where you can find a veritable plethora of top-notch podcasts for your ear holes. I would highly recommend logging on to either the Puzzle Warriors 3 webpage so you can get a direct link to any of those shows, or if you would like them all in one happy little springtime basket, go to the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com and check out our shows.
Yeah, so I haven't listened to Prodigal Sons in a long time.
No.
And I saw there was a new one, and I'm like, oh, what? I'm going to turn it on. And then it said, this episode is just Brian and Jared talking about Wonder Woman. And then I instantly hit delete. Because that is something I don't want to listen to. Because as always, if there's an episode of that show that does not feature one Ian Goff, I instantly hit delete. Because I got no time for that.
I forgot that episode happened. Because I was not part of it. So
I was like, there's a new episode. I'm like, sweet. And it's like, hey, it's just, it's just me and Brian. We're going to talk about Wonder Woman. I said, no, you're not. And I swiped and delete. they probably had their sleeping shirts on. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
they could have. I don't know. I have not heard that episode either. Wonder Woman is not a subject that appeals to me.
I want to see it. I do want to see it. Just admit.
So I was going to say, maybe once I watch X-Men Apocalypse and Suicide Squad and a few other movies that I am never going to get around to watching.
UNC Samurai just said, please tell me they spent an hour complaining about the inaccuracies of the movie and how they didn't understand the end of World War One.
They were probably arguing the cause of World War One in the first place. I don't buy this Archduke Ferdinand fellow. This seems like a big jab. I think that's it. You got anything else? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller?
Bueller? I do not. Oh, no, my excited yawn is kicking in.
Ian, this may
Word
interest you.
Word to me.
They have put out pre-orders. The worlds, the peoples.
Okay.
They're making the world's greatest pop.
Uh-oh.
Bob Ross is coming to pop them.
Nah, I'm out.
No way, it's Bob Ross.
Yeah, it sounds gimmicky.
Bob Ross.
You can sell me on a pop because it's delicious, not because it's a dumb pop culture gimmicky thing.
Oh, man. Bob Ross. He's got a happy little cloud right over here.
I know, but what soda-making experience does Robert Ross have? None.
Sad
Sorry.
Times.
It was a...
I was super excited to see that pop.
Is it fruit flavored? Is it regular cola? Is it lemon lime? No? Nothing?
No.
You don't know? Not real?
No, it's a pop. Not a drink pop.
Oh!
A figurine pop.
I thought you meant pop!
No, not pop, but pop.
Oh,
pop.
In that case...
Pittsburgh lingo strikes again.
In that
again.
Case, I'm excited again.
Okay.
I would love to own a Funko Pop...
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross doll.
Okay, I thought, I was kind of confused. I'm like, he's going to be on my side on this.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were talking about pop, not
no,
pop.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, happy little cloud, happy little trees.
That's awesome. I will, if I come across that, perhaps in a comic store or at a comic con or at Target, I will purchase it.
Okay. I think that's all we got this week. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Comments, suggestions, any of those things, discuss, Discord. What is that thing called? The Reddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or onto the D3 forums, all those places. Give us a shout out. Let us know anything. I don't know. As long as those things are Dazzler's awesome.
Yeah, just let us know how we're doing. Just don't email it to us.
I just want to clarify, the reason I don't like email is because I always forget to include that in the listener comments, like I do with all the other stuff, and then we get on the air, and I no recollection of the email whatsoever. So there you go. And by the way, I also posted the GIF of the flying drone, if you want to take a look in Discord.
All right, great, I definitely will.
Sorry.
Good. I thought we lost you. I was like, Craig, we need you. Just a couple
USC
more
Samurai
seconds.
USC posted a Funko Pop of Tony Romo, and it says on it in small text, warning, choking hazard may contain small parts. take that, Tony Romo.
Poor Tony Romo.
poor Tony Romo and his $80 million.
Right. To do nothing.
So, where are we at? Now, if you want to throw us a bone, you can click on our Amazon banner top of our webpage. You buy something, like maybe a Bob Ross Funko Pop.
Exactly.
That would be awesome.
If you want to know what to get Craig and I for Christmas, there you go.
Yeah, if you'd just like to ship us some Bob Ross Funko Pops.
Do it through our Amazon banner because we are greedy.
Or if you're, feeling super generous, I still need me that Violet Beauregard pop that I just don't want to spend the money for.
Oh, right.
Nobody wants to spend the money for that.
No, that's outrageous.
So you can look in that Amazon banner and give us a little love there. You can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Buy some swag for yourself over there. I'm sure nothing will let you rock your July 4th picnic like a Puzzle Warriors 3, mug to put your adult beverage in, or, maybe a sweet t-shirt. I think that would be where it was at. Or you become one of our sweet, sweet patrons like this guy. If you head over on the link on our website to patreon.com and sign up for some stuff. But that's all I got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, faith is my sword, truth my shield, knowledge my armor. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.